You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
I don't know if you guys agree with Wesley Morris, the famed movie critic for the New York Times. Wesley Morris is on a recent episode of Pablo Torre Finds Out, and among the things that he said is there are no more movie stars anymore. That Tom Cruise and Denzel Washington and The Rock, that is the last age of what movie stars look like, and that it's all changing. I think Emma Stone has a pretty good chance of being a movie star, however it is that you define such things. I guess Bradley Cooper and Ryan Gosling are movie stars.
Carey Mulligan.
I think of that less so in the sphere that I'm putting these people as a recognizable name. But what I wanted to ask you guys is, do you agree first with the premise that that movies are changing so much, fewer of them are being made? You can get movies. It's sort of the same thing I was talking about when I was saying that the sports broadcasters throughout sports media, all of us, are largely disposable. The way they're making movies, the way they're negotiating in Hollywood over artificial intelligence, the more you diminish the star power of the biggest stars, the more you can maximize profit or stock price so that all the movies can be a little more like Boeing and, you know, wheels are falling off at the movie theater. But you can keep remaking American Psycho like they're talking about doing, or Roadhouse, and you can traffic on nostalgia and do Guardians of the Galaxy and the Marvel movies. You could save Disney by just putting Deadpool and Wolverine together, and in 24 hours, you get a trailer that is seen by more people than anyone has ever seen in that amount of time before, because you put the two superheroes together. You love the movies, David. Is what Wesley Moore is saying, first of all, true?
Not in my mind. Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, are they not movie stars? Ryan Gosling, movie
I mean,
star.
They
are
but
young.
We're talking like
Scarlett Johansson, movie star.
The De Niro's, star. The Pacino's, the Val Kilmer's. Like, that day is.
That's because we're old.
I mean, Val Kilmer was a movie star, Dan. I mean, that guy.
One is putting
once
him in
once upon
the,
a time.
It's not De Niro, Pacino, and Kilmer. That's not the law firm.
The Holy Trinity.
Oh, it is for me.
Come on.
Trinity of.
Stallone, I mean.
Kilmer.
Not making them like they used to, David.
They are.
No.
This is, I think, someone overreacting to what's going on with AI, overreacting. I think the middle class of stars going away, but not the highlight of the top of the mountain.
I can't even believe this is the proper articulation of the take, because it feels so off base. Like, there are so many movie stars in their current 40s or so, which is the age we're talking about, late 30s, early 40s with some of these stars, and even the next crop. Like
Margot Robbie,
Timothy Chalamet, and Tom Holland are both movie stars.
Movie stars.
Like movie stars, real movie stars, blockbuster movie stars.
Different. Chalamet, I saw him the other day in the Willy Wonka remake. We're making movie stars differently than we used to because it's not
the right way, Dan.
It's not Chalamet's style icon is Kenny the Jet Smith, which surprised me. Caught me off guard to have Timothy Chalamet say that his style fashion icon is Kenny the Jet Smith.
Pretty crazy that that guy, whose name is Timothée Chalamet, is actually just a Jew from New York theater kid. It's hilarious. It's perfect.
Who rides his bike all the way around New York City?
Yeah, he's
all
the best. I love him.
He's just a normal guy. In Love the Coopers as an awkward kid. May not remember that callback to Chalamet starting. I completely disagree with the take. I'm happy Pablo had him on. It got a lot of views for Metalark, excuse me. But I thought the take was very lazy.
You all saw that Jesse Plemons was very thin yesterday. Fat Damon, as he's referred to, you know the face if you don't know the name necessarily. He got very thin.
So the problem in Hollywood, and this came up during the show last night, people were asking about who the current Ozempic people are in Hollywood. It's a big thing. People are taking Ozempic and they're getting Ozempic face. I was struck by Jesse Plemons. I'm hoping it's for a role. I'm hoping he's doing a Matthew McConaughey type role, maybe some sort of disease, some sort of thing he's got to work through.
Well, you're not hoping it's a disease, to be clear.
That he's playing someone.
He's playing.
Okay, all right. I'm just being David.
Well, you did earlier say that you thought someone would be okay with all the people dead in Ukraine so they could win an award. So, you know,
you did
sometimes
that.
We got to question your
But he was very clear on this one.
You did say that.
That's not exactly how he said
it. I also
pretty
said
much exactly
agents last night and not Asians. So I think I need to enunciate better.
This was not enunciation. It was just terrible judgment. It was not an enunciation problem. It was just really rancid judgment.
Which, what you know, it happens when you're speaking for 36 consecutive hours.
I say that Oscars for documentary filmmakers, you've hit the mother lode.
Right.
You win an Oscar for best documentary, you are
please
green
stop.
Lit.
Go. Go again.
And then I'm just going to go.
Just go.
If you do that, then I go.
Go. Sit. No, you don't have to go. Just go to the penalty box.
No, but I'm telling you that I'm only going if I go.
Go to the penalty box.
Yeah, he's going for good, is what he's saying.
Don't threaten me. You're not going to threaten me and get out of the penalty box. If you want to go for good for getting again around the inference and insinuation that people should die so someone could win an award.
If you're
that out of here. Don't double down on it. Right. Don't, just get out of here with it.
If you're going for good, Dave, you might want to take your phone.
Seems like an empty threat when you leave your phone
behind. It's a classic. Oh, I left
classic David Samson.
Behind after
anchor
the date.
Phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the context of what Hollywood does visually, Stugatz, and the pressure that it puts human beings under and insecurities and the vanities, the way that it feeds them. I saw that Ryan Gosling, because there was a close-up on his face as he was doing the Ken stuff, he's a classically handsome human being who has movie star good looks, but it was obvious from the close-up right on his face that there was a great deal of filler that he's using. And it got me to thinking, because there's so much vanity in this business, Stugatz, I actually did some research. And I can't believe what I'm about to say to you. I did not know this before I looked it up. I did not know that there was such a thing as a chin implant. Now, hold on a second. It's not Ryan Gosling who has the chin implant.
It's Bill Cower?
It is. No, they implant
that was great.
Cower's chin in Michael B. Jordan when he grows up as a kid without a chin, and then it becomes obvious that Michael B. Jordan has a chin implant. And also, if you look at photographs, and you can, this isn't hard to find, Emma Stone, Stugatz, her face does not look the same as it did when she was 17 or 18 years old. It looks different, and people do the investigative work on this stuff, and they shame these people.
But, most people's faces don't look the same from when they were 17 or 18 years old.
And contouring makeup looks different, and you lose baby fat.
Okay, but chin implant.
It looks like the same chin to me, but I haven't had a chin implant.
This whole, doctor or plastic surgeon makes a TikTok video over photos of celebrities is it's making so many doctors, air quotes to some of them probably, so much money. People love to consume content where they can look at a celebrity's face and be like, oh, they got this done, they got that done, they have veneers, they have filler, they have this and that. Like, it is just an entire economy now. And I just can't even, like, I watch it. Like, I'm not saying, like, I'm better than this. Like, it's interesting to watch, but I don't even know how you can be sure of it. Like, I don't know how you, none of them are going to admit that they've gotten this work done. So a lot of times it's just strangers speculating on someone's own history with plastic surgery, and it's kind of weird.
Can I get a picture of Dan when you were 18 versus when you were 35?
Sure.
And I'm going to suggest that you will look as though you've had something done.
That's fine, but a chin implant is not something that I thought was
an option.
Was available to me. It's not even something. And I'm tying
Are you thinking about getting one?
I'm tying it to the previous conversation that we were having about movie stars, because if Michael B. Jordan is a movie star, Michael B. Jordan's looks are part of why he's a movie star. And then a chin implant becomes a pressure that you have because you have to make your face look a certain way.
He was a kid in that picture. You're sure he had a chin implant?
I'm not sure. I am not sure,
I feel like,
David.
When we're young, we all look young.
I am not sure, but a lot of people are, as Jessica is saying, a lot of people are doing this expertly, and you could put photographs in front of me that would make me believe that Michael B. Jordan got a chin implant.
Expert in air quotes, too, because some of the people doing it are just like armchair experts, but... There was a whole, like, when that Jennifer Lawrence movie came out, I think No Hard Feelings, people were coming at her and saying, like, you look like you've gotten work done. What happened to you? Like, why did you change your face? And I don't know if she's had any work done, but she claims she hasn't, and that it was kind of, like, weird for all these people to be saying that about her, and that she became very famous when she was very young. She won her first Oscar when she was 22, and now she's 10 years older, and she's like, I'm just older now. I look different. My face is hollowed out. And it's, like, kind of, there's, like, an ugly side to it where it's, like, feels like people just making very, like, critical and just kind of shitty commentary about the way people look that I then think feeds back into the whole cycle of, like, celebrities trying to get all of this work done so that people can't criticize them for looking like they're getting older. And obviously in Hollywood there's been criticism about the casting of women for years, and once you reach a certain age they don't make roles for women because people don't want to watch movies with older women in them or women that look like they've aged at all. So it all kind of feeds into this nasty cycle of
80 for Brady.
80 for Brady. Exactly why I loved it, because four older women starring in a movie that completely retconned the New England Patriots Super Bowl, which that part I hated, but Rita Moreno and Sally Field, Jane Fonda. Who am I forgetting, David?
Those are movie stars.
Absolute stars. And
real movie
you don't
stars.
See
real
four older
stars.
Women
Thank
get
you.
To star in a film very often together and be celebrated and cast for their age.
I think it does set, all of this sets an impossible beauty standard that is damaging to a whole lot of people, but some of the people I didn't expect to be damaged by it would look like Michael B. Jordan looked before what is alleged is a chin implant. Like, where you're placing the standard on how someone has to look to achieve with age in Hollywood makes the whole thing feel ugly and blemished.
But maybe David's just right about how you look when you're 17 and how you look when you're 35. Like, can we put the picture of you back up on the screen there, because you do look a lot different. I mean, you really do.
Yes.
Oh, there it is. Yep.
Yes. That's in preview. You're looking at the wrong screen.
Right.
That's
no, I'm seeing it. But you did have a chin implant. You added a second. I mean,
that's not nice.
What happened there?
It was. Well, no. Don't. You don't have to leave. Now, you don't understand what happened. He was just. That all was said so he could get to that joke, like
of the second chin.
He only yes,
that's as good as he got.
He didn't say anything for 10 minutes because he was just trying to get in position.
Some chin music
to tell that joke.
Just wasted the whole segment.
But he's looking at the wrong
that.
TV screen, and it's like
I'm doing what I do, Dana.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard.
Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Have you ever wondered if Chet Holmgren might be a descendant of Abraham Lincoln? Or if a UFC fighter could beat an alien in a fight? You might have not, and that's okay. I probably have thought about the UFC one, to be honest. But Shea Serrano and Jason Concepcion from the Six Trophies podcast have. If you love basketball, and more importantly, if you love fun, you gotta listen to Six Trophies, where Jason and Shea serve up the biggest moments from all around the NBA with their brand of unbridled joy, banter, and pop culture side quests. Each week, they hand out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities. Stuff like the Denzel Washington and Training Day trophy, given out to the player or team having the best week around the NBA. Or the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy for the team or player that just can't get it together. Plus a bunch more trophies for all the good, bad, or just plain head scratching moments from all around the NBA. This playoff season, you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Don Lebatard.
God doesn't even know what this list is.
He was ahead of Tom Brady, who also won a playoff game.
A couple, yeah.
That was literally the most confusing list we've ever done.
But Tebow's got a better shot of coming back.
Give him a chance. He's got more lists.
I'm mad.
I'm angry.
I want to leave.
Stugatz.
This would have been your day. This should be. You should own the sports media landscape right now.
I am. Top seven guys. I would not want the Jets.
No. You.
No.
No, I'm not allowing it.
Give him Zach a chance, Wilson, guys.
No, I'm not giving him a chance. I'm giving him 20 years.
Carson Wentz.
I've given him my prime.
This is the Dan Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Miller Lite. Great taste. Just 96 calories available for delivery. Dan, it's arguably the best time on the sports calendar. The punching of tickets, automatic bid, last four in, first four outs, upsets, buzzer beaters, senior guard play, Sister Jean, and Joe Lenardi. And Dan, just like that, make no mistake about it, March is back.
Sister Jean, I saw her the other day on the court. She's 104 years old, Stugatz.
Yeah? Was she taking credit for someone's victory, or what was going on? What was she doing?
He is the nation's preeminent Sister Jean critic. It is a lane no one else occupies.
It's weird.
It's a terrible lane.
It really is.
Even for you.
I regret the lane that I chose.
Do you?
I do.
This may be his only thing he regrets.
It doesn't feel like he regrets it.
That felt genuine.
He didn't have to do it there.
Deeper, yeah.
He didn't have to do it to her there.
It was written for him. He's just reading.
He's reading his writing.
My thoughts.
In this case, it's not written for him.
Dan, don't look now, but St. John's is out for blood. The last thing you want a Rick Pitino team to do is let them sink their teeth in. I hope they
first
make it.
First round exit.
No.
At best.
They're out for blood.
It's just a couple of vampire jokes, Samson. It's not a critique of the backcourt of St. John's.
Although a good one. It's just St. John's.
Well, their experience. That's
just,
what I know.
That's all he knows. It's just a couple of vampire jokes.
Yep. If you're ever wondering how much talent Kentucky has, they have two lottery picks coming off the bench.
They're pretty good.
It's insane, man.
They're not the best.
Russell Wilson is a stealer, which is fitting because he was stealing money from Denver for 2 years. Russell Wilson. Sorry, I got mixed up. Kansas, do it on the road. Took a gummy on Saturday, turned on Arkansas and Alabama, and could not figure out who was who. I love a good gummy.
Sponsored by?
It's hard, right?
That's tough.
Their team colors are similar.
That's actually pretty
tough. They're similar. They are.
Not a single player you know.
Understand.
Never used to be that way in sports.
How it happens.
You're right. Matthew Cleveland transferring to Miami from Florida State and then getting swept by Florida State. Hey, Matthew, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Here's a stat for you. The last time the Miami Hurricanes won a basketball game was a week before the Super Bowl. Blue Bloods. Coach L. More like Coach L's. Coach L, combined with the things you do to kill time driving around the Midwest on a gummy in the passenger seat. Top five athletes that connote a letter in the alphabet. O-L-I. B. Brian Blair. C.C. Sabathia. Ernie Els. Michael K.
Are these all OLIs?
Yeah, just... I'm at number five now.
Okay.
Alonzo G. Gummy, driving around the Midwest.
Yeah. In Coach the passenger Els. Seat.
Yes,
passenger
of course.
It's
yes.
important to know.
Thank you, Dave. Number four, D. Brown. Number three, John Jay. Number two, T. Martin. Thank you. Number one, Pee Wee Reese.
Good player.
Thank you. That's all you have for me, good player.
That's it.
Hall of Famer, right?
Pee Wee Herman died this year.
Really?
He was in the in memoriam.
Famous peas?
Very famous.
Here come the Islanders.
His is one of the most famous public peas, actually.
Second to George Michael.
The Isles.
Put it on the poll, please, Juju. More famous masturbator, public masturbator, George Michael or Pee Wee Herman?
Huh.
Don't put that on the poll.
Okay.
George Michael, that's not what he was caught with. It was fornication.
So it's different.
That's a fine.
Yes,
it is different.
Somebody else involved. Thank you.
In fact, it is. Hey, no, as a consequentialist, maybe it's not. Sorry, Stu.
On the way, your segment.
Excellent timing.
Hey, Oppenheimer, save some awards for everyone else.
You didn't even watch.
You're right. South Carolina, LSU, Chippy. The Miami Marlins are allowing drums and all musical instruments into games this season. I swear to you, if I go to a game and the guy behind me has a tuba, I'm going to punch him square in the face. What are they doing?
You won't go to a game.
You're right.
No risk of violence at the Marlins game. What they're doing is trying to create the same Latin atmosphere that they had for the Caribbean player.
Oh,
I tried it for decades. Doesn't work.
He did try it. He tried.
We allowed all that stuff. We just didn't do a press release. We did a Vuvuzela game. We did it all.
You did. I hated that game.
By the way, it doesn't work. Right. News alert. Nice try. And no one walks around with tubas.
Ryan Gosling. So hot. My wife did that thing, you know, he kept coming across the TV screen. Who is that? It's like
your Rob wife doesn't Sala. Know who Ryan Gosling is.
Well, he looks different, you know.
He does not.
No, he doesn't.
So hot. Duke Carolina with the ACC title on the line just feels right. You want a good workout? Walk from the check-in counter to Terminal C at Chicago O'Hare International Airport. ORD. I do it four times a week. I mean, it's a workout, man.
Oof. Can we talk about Duke for a second? They led the for Dukies. 16 seconds this season against North Carolina.
And, which 16?
And the last 16? Not a relevant okay. 16. And Kyle Flipowski is like all of the Duke players it rolled into one. All of them.
Yeah.
He tripped a player.
With his paralyzed leg?
Tripkowski.
He had a windmill dunk in the game after that court storming, by the way.
What?
Didn't he claim that he didn't trip anybody? Didn't he say that didn't he deny tripping anybody? After we all saw him trip somebody.
Which tripping? I'm talking
this
about
one,
in the
this
game.
This one. The one in the one.
I'm sure he denied it, but it looked like he tripped someone on the UNC.
He
team.
Did.
Hmm.
To my eyes.
Primo Spears. Great name. That's all I got. Russell Wilson had more touchdown passes last year than the Steelers have had as a team the last two seasons. You know what the Steelers got there, Dano? They got an upgrade. Good. Wow, look at
I was
you.
You didn't give me a look. I was trying to answer it for you. Yeah.
That's good, though.
Thank you.
The 76ers beat the Knicks 79-73. The Knicks' 73 points matches the 73 points that Luka Doncic scored in a game by himself. A 79-73 loss felt like a win for Tom Thibodeau. Thibs. He loves that game.
Put it on the poll, Juju at Lebatard Show. Did a 79-73 loss feel like a win to Tibbs?
No one loves a good rock fight more than Tom Thibodeau. Even if he's on the losing end, he was just so happy a game was played in the 70s.
Yep. That's true.
Thank you.
Pat Riley used to love those games, too.
Yes.
Back in the day.
No doubt.
Ugly games.
Mm-hmm. Stetson headed to March Madness for the first time. The Hatters.
I'm more surprised to see that score, 79-73, at the end of a game than I am to see it at the half. Do you know how crazy that is?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I thought it was halftime when I saw the box score.
Mm-hmm. How about the Hatters, though? If you're going to give Dan Hurley a technical, he's going to get his money's worth.
That's true.
He really does. He's going to be my coach come March Madness. That's my guy. Dan. You know what the C in Chris Jones stands for?
I do not.
Cha-ching!
Was a lot of money.
A lot of guaranteed
good for him,
money.
Though.
I mean, yes.
No, but you said
great.
This a year ago or 2 years ago, where the most important guy in that sport, besides the quarterback, is the guy that can get to the quarterback. And Chris Jones gets to the quarterback, and he's getting paid to do it now.
Or the guy who could keep the guy from getting to the quarterback. Because
which
Chris,
gets sacrificed now.
Chris Jones is as much a reason for why it is that team won this year as Patrick Mahomes. Early in the season, when he was holding out, they lost. They were losing. They need Chris Jones.
Mm-hmm. Stetson, the rare college that connotes a two-time national championship-winning quarterback and a cologne. First half, Iowa-Nebraska observations. Dan, the C in Caitlin Clark stands for choked.
Oh, come on.
First half observations. You know what the C in Clark stands for? It stands for Cheryl Miller. She is not. Second half observations. Dan, the C in Caitlin Clark stands for clutch. You know what the C in Clark stands for? Champion.
What? She's not
Caesar
a champion.
In her name.
These are second half observations.
But how many?
You know what the C in Clark also stands for?
I don't.
Cheryl Miller can't hold a candle to this kid.
Oh, wow. Okay. So flip. Tale of two halves.
Well, yeah. Hey, I got to cross that one out.
Where's the ring?
There's no ring.
You know what the C in Cornhusker stands for?
A ring for winning the conference championship tournament, don't you?
Joke job.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you get a tournament?
Yeah, you get a ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tournament? Rachel got a Big Ten championship ring.
Why wouldn't
ring.
You get a ring?
Right.
I thought they were only for national championships.
You thought wrong?
I think it's bizarre for people to wear their high school ring to a meeting when you're 40. But that's just
not
me.
A high school ring, though.
It's the equivalent.
It's the best time of your life, though.
Championship.
A high school ring is the equivalent of a
sad.
High school ring. I'm not saying it's the coolest ring. I'm just saying it is not a high school ring.
But what are you saying,
there's
just to be clear?
Rings.
If you win a Big Ten championship, like, when do you have to take the ring off?
No one wears their Big Ten championship ring except for people who have not won anything else.
But when do you have to stop wearing it?
The day it comes.
Killers of the Flower Moon. Do it at the Oscars. 10 nominations. And they went 0-10. Like Joe Mauer trying to win a playoff game. Good news for Killers of the Flower Moon. Those kinds of numbers got Mauer into the Hall of Fame. First ballot. The guy didn't win a playoff game. David agrees with me. I cannot believe this.
Did you think I would not? That Joe Mauer is not a first ballot Hall of Fame player.
He's a Hall of Famer.
First ballot.
I thought you said first ballot.
Yeah, no, first ballot. That's my problem with
it. I differentiate first ballot from eighth ballot.
He's moving the goalposts. He's been ripping Joe Mauer for getting into the Hall of Fame in any at any time.
I mean, Michael Kadire had a better season than him the year he won the MVP. You think Fletcher Cox is going to get an hour to thank the band coach?
That's funny. Fletcher Cox should look at what's happening with Jason Kelce and be like, I'm just as good as that dude.
That's Taylor Swift. That's all that is.
Yep. Yeah. College basketball is better when there's a Duke player to hate. In fairness to the Duke students, I'd throw trash on the court too if I spent 2 months of my life living in a tent only to watch my team give up 31 points to Cormac Ryan. Also,
Cormac
Ryan, you are 25 years old. Here's an idea. Get a job. Caitlin Clark, do it in the first half. March Madness, UConn on the field. Who you got, Dana?
Get a job.
Hey, 25.
I mean, isn't NIL, you don't think of college sports now as a job?
It is a job. They're making money. They have income,
but
taxable
you're 25,
income.
You're playing against 18-year-olds.
They're making more than most 25-year-olds.
It's fair. Get a job.
They have a job.
Get a different job, one that Stugatz approves of.
His job?
At his age.
He's got a job. You know what the S in Stetson stands for?
No.
Senior guard play. Watch out for the Pels. A couple of late stragglers to our topic last week of what Dan would be called if he was a candy bar. Kit Fat. Peppermint Fatty. The first two teams locked into the field. That's all. I said a couple. That was two.
You did say a couple.
I said a couple. A couple is two.
I mean,
that's it. I didn't want to go too deep. I mean, sensitive.
How many pages do you have left?
Four. The first two teams locked into the field of 68. That's a lot of teams. We're Moorhead and Longwood. Top five schools. That would make a teenager giggle.
That one I liked. That's the first one I liked.
Number five. Fairleigh Dickinson.
That would always crack me up.
The Knights.
That's where my father went to school.
Really?
Fairleigh Ridiculous?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to hear Poppy say Fairleigh Dickinson.
Moorhead State. The Eagles. Longwood University. The Lancers. Oral Roberts. The Golden Eagles. South Carolina.
Cox.
Liverpool Man City. The rare tie where both teams feel like they won. No country in America, or no county in America, excuse me, loves a guy named Mac Jones more than Duval County.
Isn't that the truth?
He'll fit right in there.
They will. They love their Macs there.
He's not the only one.
Nope. Surrounded by Macs and Joneses, for that matter.
The B in Baker Mayfield stands for Back Up the Brinks Truck. Caitlin Clark, volume shooter. Spring ahead, fall back. How about we just stay put?
Because of Marco Rubio.
I'm tired of all of it. Whoever came up with the concept of daylight saving time has a special place in hell. Speaking of hell, Art Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Don Lebatard.
During one long evening at the Burtons, Robert sent their guests Tennessee Williams and director Joseph Losey running for the door. When, in Burton's words, she insulted Rex. She's talking about Rex Harrison. Rex sexually, morally, physically lay on the floor in the bar and bark like a dog, started to masturbate her basset hound.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What's happening?
I don't know.
There's also another one. This is the book, and I'm like, how do I, you know, because to Mike's point, he has to know I read the book. Well, okay, listen, I highlighted this part, so you know that I read it.
Stugatz.
Have you ever met Mike before today?
No.
No, first meeting.
So your thing is, in the first 5 minutes, let's talk about dog masturbation and giraffe.
Because I knew he would be able to relate to the subject matter. He would know what it's
how
like.
So? When,
because he's a guest on the show, and the guy's trying to impress him. He goes, okay, what's going to go with? So I figured masturbating a basset hound was definitely something he could at least appreciate.
Weird assumption to make.
Was he right or wrong?
I'm gonna say he was wrong.
Oh. Hmm.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
I saw the other day, Stugatz, I'm going to assume that it's true, although I do occasionally get ballsacked in this area because I will read a quote that sounds like it could be true, said by somebody who shouldn't be saying such a thing, but would say such a thing. And then I get fooled because somebody has done the thing that people like to do on the internet where they fool people like me. But Lance Stephenson was quoted as saying his favorite player in the league is Anthony Edwards because Anthony Edwards reminds Lance Stephenson of Lance Stephenson. So Lance Stephenson is saying that the guy who reminds him of him is the best player of the league, one of the best players in the league, future face of the league, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Lance Stephenson...
Good to see he hasn't changed.
That's right. Yes. And it is good. It is good to see that he hasn't changed because when I saw the name Lance Stephenson, I found myself craving for something I believe more than even the movie star in Hollywood is unfortunately disappearing in sports, which is just somebody who's totally willing to be the villain. Now, I'm going to put aside the fighting sports, the combat sports, because they just use their mouths to sell and to market and always have a bad guy somewhere because that's part of the business strategy. But when I ask you, because I'm about to nominate somebody here based on this weekend's happenings in sports. When I ask you guys, who is the biggest villain going right now in sports? Who are you going with all across sports? Obviously, Draymond is an obvious, obviously outspoken, obviously comfortable with dislike. But I have another nominee for you if you guys don't have anyone that
Tim
you
Mulkey?
Think is in that category.
I had Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Villain?
But that, no, but that's...
Are you talking on field
I'm
only?
I'm talking about embracing yes. the role personality-wise. I'm not talking about criminal behavior.
He's talking about Lance Stephenson.
I'm talking about almost right. somebody who's proudly criminal. Yes. Like somebody who would be...
Dylan Brooks and John Morant.
Dylan, yeah, well, Dylan Brooks.
Let's remove criminal from the description if we can.
Okay.
On court, on field criminality.
Yes, let's eliminate criminal. But no, Jessica said it, and here is Kim Mulkey talking about the fight this weekend. If you're aspiring to villainy, this is
fight.
I'm Dust sorry, up. Kerfuffle, which is also a way I would
think
describe.
Dust-
I would Skirmish. Describe her outfit as a bit kerfuffly, both in demeanor and in outfit. She goes for villain and in press conference as well. So listen to what she has to say.
No one wants to be a part of that. No one wants to see that ugliness. But I can tell you this, I wish she would have pushed Angel Reese. Don't push a kid that you 6'8", don't push somebody that little. That was uncalled for in my opinion. Let those two girls that were jawing, let them go at it.
Pick on someone your own size.
Such a weird take. And compared to Dawn Staley's comments, both in the post-game press conference, in her post-game interview, everything she said since the end of that game. This is so strange for Kim Mulkey to be like criticizing who picked on who and not just overall like, yeah, we probably should have, you know, kept our cool and tried to win the game.
That's how most people would do it. It's not how a villain would do it. Exactly, it's not right. Someone who cares not a lick what you think about anything.
You want to try us? Try on her for size.
Well, I don't know that in coaching there's anyone doing villainy better than Kim Mulkey is in positions of leadership in sport. Not caring at all what you think about anything, because you also have to have here, this is important, right? In the business of sports, you have to have the resume to have the confidence to not care what your bosses think, what people in power who you respect think. You are so powerful. You have to be so, have so much conviction about being an asshole that you can do it liberally without worrying what anybody calls you. You have to have great confidence to be able to do it.
So Bobby Knight, is that your description?
I mean, Bobby Knight was a great villain. But look at all of Kim Mulkey here on the screen and tell me that that couldn't appear in a movie of some sort as a supervillain just on appearances, just what she's going for on appearances. Like, if I tell you that person is evil and tell you nothing else about that person, just look at her, ask, and is that evil? From the eye sockets to the soul.
Evil or not evil, I like this.
I'm not with you on that. I think she's doing the best she can. I don't think that she's trying to be evil physically.
I'm talking
she
about
dresses nicely.
Cartoon
she's a coach.
Supervillain. I'm talking about the cartoonish.
The 101 Dalmatian woman, Glenn Close played her. Griselda.
I just said that back
Cruella
here. Yeah,
DeVille.
Cruella
DeVille.
Griselda? Is that, which, is that a Wizard of Oz character?
That.
I think Griselda is a drug lord.
Yes.
That killed many, many people.
Same thing.
Yep.
Villain?
Close.
Also, allegedly.
Tomato, tomato.
But we were keeping criminals out of this. Billy rules with an iron fist.
No, criminals. No, I just don't want to call people criminals for the sake of calling.
Unless they are.
Well, yeah, if they are.
So Griselda, criminal.
Allegedly.
But playing the villain role is what Dan is talking about. Like Dennis Rodman played the villain role. He played it well.
It's not easy to do. I imagine, Stugat, if we spent some time really in the introspective places where Draymond Green goes to therapy and finds himself as a confrontation seeker, I'm guessing that is not always something that he feels strongly about, that there are doubts involved with the darkness that it welcomes into your life to constantly be welcoming a fight with everyone. That would be like I don't know if Kim Mulkey has a great deal of remorse in anything she says or does, but it seems like she welcomes conflict. And I don't know how many people you know in your life as a personality trait that welcome conflict. Samson is one
I'm
of them.
I'm sitting across from one.
But I would argue, though, that Samson has endured conflict since he was a child, so he's become more comfortable with conflict.
He feels alive when he's in conflict. I mean, is that fair, David?
What's
it makes
fair
you feel alive.
It is my love language.
I think I need to self-fine for confusing Griselda with Galinda.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the names were mixing me
but
up.
But neither of them was Griselda, though.
I meant to say Glinda, which is the witch.
You yeah, merged
Elphaba's
them?
Elphaba's the
and
bad
I,
witch.
I merged them all.
And none of those are Cruella, which is who we were talking
exactly.
about.
Merge that, too.
So I think maybe the fines cancel out.
I'd be willing to nominate right now. Any objections? Behind Draymond, Kim Mulkey, the greatest villain going right now in sports. No close third place.
I object.
With?
Time's up.
Excellent end to the segment.
Nailed it.
I object with time's up.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.